we're coming into autumn. Are you about to go into hibernation?
Yes, I really would like to fatten up as much as I can before the winter, but I can't afford to eat too late because I don't want to go into hibernation with lots of undigested food inside me, because that wouldn't be good.
What would be your ideal spot for hibernating?
Oh, it might be down a mouse hole. It smells nice down mouse holes because I like to eat them, you know. But they were under a pile of stones or somewhere out of the frost. That's the most important thing. Out of the frost and where I won't be disturbed.
Can you normally sleep through or do you often get disturbed?
No, it's not. Doesn't do me any good to get disturbed. No. And if I do get disturbed, I can't move very much because I'm too cold. So I'm fairly defenceless.
When would you come out?
Oh, well, we male adders, you know, we have to get out fairly early. So I have to actually brave the cold. You know, it might only be 4 degrees in the shade, but if the sun's shining in the middle of February, I've got to get out there to soak up some of that sunshine and get my hormones up to the right level, because I've got a very busy time coming ahead.
So you like sunbathing?
I do, yes. I'm specially designed for it. I can flatten myself out in the sunshine. I can get warmed up quite quickly, actually, if the sun's shining.
So you're just trying to warm up?
Yes, because I can't function properly if I'm not warm. I need to get, you know, up to 30 degrees or so. It's not that precise, but I have to be really careful, actually, not to get too hot.
Can you tell us what makes you want to bite us?
I don't want to bite you at all. I'd rather not bite you at all. It doesn't help me in the slightest. But if you're going to stand up me, I can't let that happen. And I'll try and get away if I possibly can. And if you were really silly and tried to pick me up, then I hate being picked up because I don't really know what's going to happen to me. And I could get hold of your finger quite nicely and give it a quick bite. You won't even see it happen. It's that quick.
And so you're just defending yourself. You're not out to get us.
I'm not out to get you at all. In fact, just the reverse. I'd rather you didn't see me at all.
Can you hear us coming?
I can't, actually. I can't hear a thing. My distant ancestors went to live underground and they didn't need their ears anymore, so they stopped working. But I can feel vibrations. So we've developed the ability, living underground, to feel vibrations to warn us of danger. And since we've now evolved back out of the ground into the open again, we can feel vibrations. So unless you walk very, very quietly, we know you're coming.
Have you ever been in an adder dance?
Oh, yes. I'm very good at those because I'm quite big and quite strong. And if there aren't many females about and there are too many males, then we have to decide who's going to mate with the females. So, yes, we have quite a merry dance. It's quite combative, and I have to try and push the other fellow down to the ground. I usually win.
Do you bite each other when you're doing that? Have you ever had any injuries?
Oh, no, never dream of doing that. No.
It's not really, it's more of a wrestle. It's not actually, you're not trying to kill each other.
No, I'm just trying to show that I'm stronger than he is. And if I'm stronger than he is, then I'm better suited to father the offspring than he is. That's how we get on, you know, we adders as a species.
Do you consider yourself good parents?
Parents? What's parents? I don't want anything to do with that sort of thing, no. Good heavens. No, once she gets pregnant, that's it as far as I'm concerned. Job done. And she has to deal with that sort of thing, yes.
Is she a good mother, do you think? Do you think female adders are good mothers, or do you absolutely have no idea? You don't observe them at all?
No, I must give them credit, actually. Yes, they don't lay eggs like those funny grass snakes, you know. We take much better care of our young than that, and she will keep them inside her all right until the end of August, probably. And she can venture out on sunny days and regulate her temperature so that they develop nicely. And then, at the end of August, they hatch out into fully formed youngsters. And by doing that, we can spread much further north. And those grass snakes have to stop when they get to the Scottish border, but we can keep going right up to the Arctic Circle.
And why do you shed your skin?
I because I keep growing. I'm a growing lad. No, and actually it wears out. So, yes, that's just what we do. And you humans shed your skin all the time, but you don't probably realise it. Oh, we don't do that. We decide to do it all in one go and get it over and done with.
What's your greatest fear?
Being trodden on, actually. Well, being trodden on and losing my home, unfortunately. More and more of us adders are losing our homes. Yes, we like places to be really undisturbed. We don't like any kind of interference. So, and it's getting harder and harder to find places like that to live, I'm afraid.
Is there anything unusual about you that we might not know?
Well, yes, we have a whole variety of patterns, you know. I mean, but one thing, we all have a V mark on the back of our head, and the pattern on the backs of our heads is unique to each individual, just like your fingerprint is unique to you.
If you had a message for us, what would it be?
Please look after our wild, undisturbed places. It's not just we adders that like to live here. There are all kinds of other reptiles and amphibians and butterflies that like this kind of undisturbed habitat. And I would like people to look after it more. And don't let it get covered in trees too much. Otherwise, the sun won't shine on us. And that's not very nice.